there's just no time to rest, really not a lot of time to reflect on where we're at right now, because Georgia comes up on Wednesday. I think the biggest difference for me as far as being here at Tennessee is now looking at the SEC and understanding that there's really not a break in the action. There's not a break in the schedule. If Georgia or Tennessee or South Carolina were picked 4, 5, 6 in the East, I just don't see where there's a bad basketball team in that bunch. Look at what Georgia's done already. They've beaten Georgia Tech. They've beaten Clemson. They won at Western Kentucky. They're much, much better than they were a year ago. Their talent is totally different. Their roster's been completely revamped. They, along with LSU, probably have the best young talent in our league. You know, how do I get my guys who, you know, have who had a great win on Sunday and a tough place to play, and you know, we've not won there in many years, and to understand that come Wednesday night, they're going to be challenged once again in a huge, huge way. But it is a basketball team that is mature and experienced, and they've handled success well so far. It is going to be an amazing year in this league, and I know this is my first year here, and I'd be very curious to see what Billy Donovan is saying, or Tubby, and maybe it is just me. Maybe it's because I'm used to having Youngstown on the schedule twice, but they're just not on the schedule. Their top five scorers are guards, and I can't tell which one is the best freshman between the bunch of them. I mean, you got Mercer and Humphrey, who are both coming off the bench, and they're second and third on the team in scoring. And you got two starters that are playing in front of them that are sophomores that are awfully good. They get to the rim. They get deep, and they really are terrific penetrators. And one of the things that we try to do is really study tendencies. And when you play against better players, there are fewer tendencies in a sense that this guy only goes left or this guy always goes middle. Or better players can go both ways and do both things, and I think that's the thing I'm seeing with Georgia's guards. It does make them harder to press, and yet, you know, we've utilized pressure. We've been able to utilize pressure all year. I think our pressure can be better. I wasn't pleased with how we pressed South Carolina. I wasn't pleased with our growth and development and pressure. I think that it's one of the things we're about where we were at the beginning of the year. And when you play against better and better teams, you can't. We've got to get better at it. Otherwise, we're not getting enough out of it. It's not so much that we're getting hurt by it, but I think we could be getting more out of it. Georgia's guards are physical too. Their leading offensive rebounder is their point guard. Just how we're going to be able to see the ball off the ball and where we need to close the lane down. We're a team that does extend in the half court, and when you extend, trying to create turnovers, you open up driving lanes. And we're going to have to do a good job of sinking and protecting. Well, I think it'd be great. First of all, I am excited about the turnout potential for Wednesday. And I think it's great that we can celebrate Tennessee basketball a little bit with an amazing crowd for an SEC opener. I mean, I don't know if we deserve it, but I sure will appreciate it. But it's not going to defend Georgia, and it's not going to be able to go up against that defense. Georgia turns people over 18 times a game. Georgia is only allowing about 5 threes made per game. But it's a wonderful, wonderful step in the direction that we want to take. I'll tell you, the other step in the direction was the fact that we had a couple hundred people in orange at South Carolina. And it made a difference for us. And we talked about that before the game, and I appreciated many of you including that in your stories, is that that's the deal. We've got to get witnesses on the road and people to travel. And it makes a statement to the league that Tennessee basketball is moving up. Well, I know his first year he had a talented team and did a great job with them. And then last year he was so short on scholarships, and they played hard and kept their composure, and the people in Athens were patient. And now they're beginning to see again what kind of coach he is and how he's able to build a program like he did at Western Kentucky. It's a talented team. The loss to Florida, the margin was not an indicator. Florida played great basketball. I watched that game this morning, and Florida is really good, and they do really good stuff. And Florida's going to be a lot of people. If there's a team in our league that, you know, to me right now, they look to be the cream of the crop.